Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. We're hearing music from Brian Masick and Friends, recorded at last summer's Sioux Falls Jazz Fest. That annual event gets underway again today, and Masick's band is back for a Friday evening performance on the main stage. Masick is a Sioux Falls bassist whose background includes playing in the rock bands of Ivory, Closet Monster, Leghorn, and the Toby Kane Band. His current group, Brian Masick and Friends, mixes jazz, rock, funk, fusion, and blues. The band includes guitarist Jesse Kristen, saxophonist Chris Borchert, and drummer Al Burvin. And Brian joins us on the line. Welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. You excited to be back at Jazz Fest again?
Oh, always, yeah. It's, you know, as a jazz musician locally, I think the first thing you think in your head when you start putting a group together is, okay, you know, when do we get to play Jazz Fest? I mean, there's a lot of fun things to do, and don't get me wrong, we enjoy everything we do, but, you know, it's kind of a pinnacle of events where, you know, the people that come out there, you know, like to listen to music, and they like to listen to the kind of music that we do, so it's, you know, it's a blast for us to play, and I think the people that come out and see us out there have a good time with it too, so everybody wins.
When did you first put this band together?
Well, this lineup, a lot of people that do jazz kind of have a revolving lineup, and the idea is you kind of show up and you're going to have improvisation and, you know, reinterpreting things. But we try to do some material that's a little tougher, some of it's a little bit, got more difficult arrangements, so we try to have a more static lineup of the group. So I think we started playing in, I don't know, this kind of version of the group was in about 2013 or so, and we kept the whole group together with everybody doing the same things. Then, we did the second stage last year and thought, great, this is kind of going to be a good wrap-up for this group. We did the second stage, we'll hopefully get the main stage year after that, which we did, and then we promptly lost two of the guys. But this is kind of the nature of the thing. One guy got involved with another group, and it was just kind of more his interest to do that. And then kind of a less fortunate situation with our drummer. His son has got a medical issue, and they've been tied up in the hospital in Omaha, basically waiting for him to kind of get a heart transplant here. So they're going to be down there for a while. So we've got brought some good opportunities too. That now we're playing with guitarist Jesse Kristen, and anybody that's seen him knows he's just a fantastic player. He's played Jazz Fest a bunch of times and done the main stage a bunch of times too. And then the drummer we've got is Al Burvin, which if you've heard of According to Fireflies, you've seen him. But he's very good at a lot of styles. And I know this is a style he's always been interested in, and I've always been bugging him to do it. So it was finally a good opportunity for us to get together now for this gig, but for a bunch of gigs we had prior to this. And so we've been playing with him and rehearsing, and you know, everybody's doing a great job, and we're really excited to come back to the festival, especially in the main stage.
Well, Brian, as I mentioned, you have a background playing in a number of regional rock bands. Has jazz always been a part of what you do as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of an interesting question. A lot of those groups that's from quite a while ago. I mean, my background started out playing in rock. That just was kind of the thing that was going on, and as, you know, a younger musician, that was kind of what you did. But in the back of my mind, I always knew I wanted to get into this style of music, and I just, quite honestly, didn't know how to do it. And honestly, the Jazz Fest was a big thing for me that was, you know, I would go out in the afternoon and see these contemporary jazz groups and go, whoa, I mean, this is cool. How do I get involved with this? But I just never really knew how to do it. And I just kind of get to a point where I had been doing the other thing enough, and I was like, you know, I'm not, this thing isn't going to connect to that thing. So I've got to just do something. So I just stopped doing that altogether, and I just started getting immersed in anything that was jazz-related that I could. So I started getting involved with the local scene and the players in that scene and the styles of music, any gig that was doing anything in that style of music. And then I realized it's a completely different approach to work with the style of music, because it relies so heavily on improvisation and reinterpreting things, like we talked about. It's not so much, let's learn a song, and now we've learned the song, and we're going to always play it that way. But it's more like, okay, you know, here's kind of a framework for how somebody did the song, and you know, especially with a guy like Jesse Kristen, our guitar player, who's just a fantastic player. You know, he plays it different every time, which is a good thing. But then that, when that happens, and that kind of triggers you to do something different, and inspires you to play something differently. So it's just that mindset of you know, the spontaneity of playing the songs. It's not like we're just going out and, you know, trying to play it exactly the way we played it last time. I mean, we have some of that with some of our tougher arrangements, but there's definitely a spirit of, you know, paying attention to what's going on and getting inspired by what's going on and trying to have a musical conversation with the other members in the band and then, you know, reacting to that and come up with something that's unique for just that show. So, you know, I'd say I've been doing, I really kind of got the focus on that probably in about 2007. And since then, that's been the core focus of what I've been trying to do, just to fill in the gaps in my playing from, you know, playing the rock stuff to try to really increase my knowledge of theory and, that sort of stuff. So just anything I can do that just makes it more accessible to be able to, you know, improvise and do things like that on the spot.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of Brian Masick and Friends. This is from last year's Jazz Fest. This is a little bit of All Blues, the famous Miles Davis tune. That's Brian Masick and Friends, recorded at last year's Sioux Falls Jazz Fest. The band is performing on the Jazz Fest main stage Friday evening, and Brian is with us on the line. And that's a rather funky version of All Blues. How did that arrangement come together?
Yeah, well, it actually, the guitar player we had at the time, Steve Grimes, who's a really good player, he brought that in, that there was another band that was doing that. I don't remember who it was, but there's another kind of funky band, and we do that as well, where we'll take a standard and, you know, make it a little bit more funky or change the arrangement of it, sometimes more extreme than others. So we started out with the kind of funkier version that they did, and we changed it around a little bit. We've actually been changing that song around quite a lot. Last year, I know right before the festival, we ended up deciding to make the set opener, so I came up with about a 2-minute solo introduction to the song. And then this year, we changed it around a little bit. It was kind of a worked out thing that I had for the solo section, but I was kind of copying the guy from the other band, and so I wanted to get rid of that. So I put in a whole new solo section that goes off to a different key and then kind of does my thing, and then the other guys come in on it. So again, yeah, we kind of took something somebody else did and reworked it quite a bit. And, you know, that's what we do with a lot of this stuff.
Is that what you really like about jazz? And I think this is some of what you were talking about before, as opposed to maybe rock, is that you're able to just experiment with things. Maybe the structures are much more fluid, where you can play around with these things and just play off the musicians that you're working with.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you're expected to do that. I think, you know, when people come and see you play. Like I said, you're not just kind of learning the song and playing it over and over again. It's, you'll come to a solo section, somebody will go do something different, and you'll go, oh, okay, all right, well, what do we do here now? And because we've spent the time at home working on the theory and knowing things, you know, you hear what chord he's playing, for example, and what scales he's playing, and you go, oh, okay, well, he's playing this, and I know I can play all these scales over that, and you start coming up with stuff, and you know the vocabulary of what you have available to use. And that's kind of the one thing that I've noticed has been different about this style of music than other styles of music, is that there's a lot more of that. So there's a lot of prep work that goes into kind of learning the language, which you never learn the whole thing. You can practice forever. There's just so much to learn. So you get that, so then when you get the gig, you almost kind of consciously forget about all that. But then once it starts happening, you know what's going on, you kind of recognize what's happening, and then you start having, you know, more of a musical conversation with the guys and, you know, just going different places. And, you know, sometimes a guy will make a mistake and that'll spark something really cool. So it's different. It's a lot of fun.
What's interesting about your band, Brian, is that I think for people who are maybe a little unfamiliar with jazz, the group is very accessible. When we were listening there, that's kind of a funky beat that's easy to just get up and dance if you want. And I think these days, jazz and dance aren't always put together.
Yeah, well, that's definitely, I think, from my rock background, the one thing that I really did like about rock was the energy with it. And sometimes sometimes people will have a perception that, and I don't agree with it, that, you know, maybe some jazz is stuffier or just, you know, parade of soloists and stuff. But it's, you know, it's different things to different people. But one thing we try to do with our songs are maybe a little bit simpler in format, I guess, some of them, but like you said, a little bit more accessible, a little bit more kind of like rock jazz, and that goes really good at the festivals. And that's the stuff that really drew me into getting into jazz. But there's still, you know, the same concepts of the theory and stuff behind it, you know, for improvisation. But sometimes it's a little bit more accessible to people.
Brian Messick and friends perform at Sioux Falls Jazz Fest on the main stage Friday evening. That begins at 6 o'clock. And Brian, thanks so much for joining us on Dakota Midday, and I hope that you have a great show on Friday.
Oh, thank you very much.
And the Sioux Falls Jazz Fest gets underway today at Yankton Trail Park. This evening's performers on the second stage include Elizabeth Hunstead and Main Avenue Warehouse. On the main stage, there's Hank Harris, Tweet Funk, and Marsha Ball. For a full lineup, you can visit SiouxFallsJazzFest.com. And that's it for this edition of Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Thanks to all of our guests on today's show. Stephen Swemke is the producer. We had assistance from Scott Jensen. Coming up tomorrow, it's Tech Radio with the Computer Guys. That's at noon Central, 11 Mountain, right here on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. Here and Now is coming up next.